inspiration, the spirit coming alive in you as the source of all joy, all fulfillment, all love. This article is about how separation, division, is preparing, has been preparing humanity, you, to lose a capacity for inspiration, for the spirit coming alive. To make humanity powerless sheep, bleeding, to support this separation. This division is one purpose and one purpose only, to make more money for the 1% and impoverish the rest. If you read the PDF I included a few days ago, you know how it is really, behind the scenes. Read the PDF and weep. I did. Yesterday in my growth course, students asked me to distinguish possibility for them, so they can be inspired again, inspired at will. Possibility is inclusive and universal. If a so-called possibility talks to, excites only a group, it is not a possibility. If anyone is excluded, it is not a possibility. If it is only for you, obviously it isn't a possibility. The rule of thumb for something to be a possibility or not a possibility is whether the spirit inside everyone who hears it comes alive and start flapping its wings. If anyone could say, good for you, then it is not a possibility. Unless everyone's spirit is touched, moved, and inspired. It is not a possibility. Spirit is discerning. It responds only to inclusive and universal statements. The spirit is the cause of inspiration. And the spirit has been deadened in you for a while. Even though the happiness you want, the joy you want, the fulfillment you want is all from the spirit. So you see, inspiration is very important to each and every one of us, and yet it is nearly impossible to have in America today. And maybe in the world? I don't know. There are two measures that are indicative of the spirit's aliveness in you. Whether you are inspirable and to what degree, and to what degree you are inspired now. To no one's surprise, half of yesterday's class was neither inspirable nor inspired. Inspired is a spirit coming alive in you, flapping its wings. Yeah, I am not talking symbolically, inspired and burdened spirit. It is all energetically real, I can feel it. It is not in your stomach, as some guessed, when your stomach flaps, it is fear. Or maybe excitement. Those two feel almost exactly the same, fear and excitement. No. Inspiration. The location of the bird is just vertically above your heart, between the heart and the seat of the soul. And of course if you can't tell a gita from inspiration, fear from anger. If you don't know which side your heart is, you can't identify it. Two of the students whose number shows they cannot get inspired claim to be inspired, but it is all mind stuff. No spirit, no bird, no flapping. No inspiration. Inspiration actually makes you shut up, instead of gushing. Now, why wouldn't you be inspired or inspirable, if you aren't? That is a very good question. And the question leads to the topic, the one I have been pushing all week, humility. Or better recognized by its opposite, a high about me scorn. It is a worldwide disease, identification with the we in the world we are taught we live in. What inspires spirit is we. What inspires spirit is the song, this land is your land, this land is my land, from California to New York Island. Not what the separatists say to me, how can you live in New York? As if it were the enemy. They not know what they are doing. I am not a Christian, I don't believe in any of it, but there is a moving sentence in the New Testament, I think, where Jesus says to God, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Compassion. Including even your executioners. Even those who don't agree with you, don't support you into the we. Yeah. The spirit was making somersaults in Jesus and in me as I am reading this. A Jew. You can get inspired by your magnanimity, by your compassion, by your inclusion, by being a possibility. The spirit rejoices with you. Because we are all the same, people. Life is in us, spirit is in us, and the separatist we kills the spirit. See a dead bird inside you, and weep. And it is all the result of the overactive about me score, as if everything were a survival issue. Nothing is. Being right about something is all ego. Wanting to win is all ego. Accusations. Fake news. Genocide. Being a victim or the perpetrator, it is all ego. Not your friend. Your natural state is to allow the spirit to fly. To be inspired by things bigger than yourself, bigger than your group. To be inspired by life. It is offensive to the ego to accept that you have been manipulated, that you have been a puppet on a string. But that is the truth. because you want to belong. Belong to wherever. People walk around with their umbilical cord in their hands looking for a place to plug it in, said someone. I heard it from J. Abraham some 30 years ago. I don't even want a student who is like that. Who will be an evangelist about my work, instead of doing the work. No FFFFing way. I want you to be all you can be. And if being that inspires others, good. But no proselytizing. Ugh. Proselytizing, whether it is about religion, or it is about your opinion of the other party, the not we and you tell stories about them being transgender, or stealing the election, or whatever BS floats your boat is a good indication that you are not taking care of your life, your health, your wealth. That it is all ego, and self-righteousness. You are killing the spirit. Divide and rule has been around forever. Divide and conquer has been around forever, and so has been crowds of people who couldn't tell their ass from a hole in the ground that jump when they suggest they jump. Reclaiming your power over yourself, from the ego, about me scores all ego, and become a real person is your job if you want to reclaim your life. The first step is to activate the humility gene, the spiritual capacity, or if not it will all be just a pretense you can talk about that it's all hot air, not real. Belonging doesn't mean you have to give up who you are, that you have to give up being a person, and become just a mouthpiece. It's been one of my favorite ways to release myself from the ego, to say, who do you think you are that entitles you to judge? I have a very opinionated soul correction, forget thyself, a very opinionated sun sign, Virgo. But as long as I can tell the difference between my opinion and judgment, I am okay. I can look at the world and be inspired, and love, and care, and include, and life works, my health works, and I belong. I belong to this earth. The moment I think my judgment is the truth, I'm lost, angry, and life stops working for me. I worked as a massage therapist for 10 years out of necessity. I wasn't well enough to do much anything else. I have 2 master's degrees, and a 3rd degree 1 credit short. I was overqualified. My clients were ordinary people with ordinary lives. Those 10 years trained me in humility, none of it was about me. I was there to make the massage experience memorable for them, to be the mother they never had, to give them all my attention. And it wasn't a sacrifice, I loved being with them, experiencing AWE with them. It trained me and stripped away the ego, and perfectly prepared me for the work I do now. I now have 2 friends who are Trumpists. I have 2 coaches who are Trumpists. And I have only moments of irritation, and I can be AWE with them, even though they can't. But I have noticed that the experience of AWE is contagious. They are coming around, if nowhere else, at least with me. They like the warmth of AWE. And that brings tears in my eyes. My spirit rejoices at their spirit stirring. It is all about the capacity and practice of taking your about me, the self-concern, the self-righteousness, the taking sides, out of the picture and just be there for what there is to do, what there is to take care of. A beautiful life experience. Obviously after doing the freedom courses this becomes easier. But it is never too early to start the process. They hug like soul and ego can for a wheel. To take you to heaven, instead of the ego keeping you stuck. Go and get the humility or both the humility and the freedom course. Go to https://www.yourvibration.com/humility your access to joy, love and fulfillment.